New York Times Wants to Expose Christian Schools. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 25, 2019. New York Times reporter Dan Levin is asking Twitter users who attended Christian schools to share their experiences using the hashtag #ExposeChristianSchools. Levin tweeted that he wants to hear about all experiences, including positive stories/impact about your time in school, implying that likely most responses to the hashtag would be negative. Many Twitter users have been calling out the bigotry behind the hashtag, which self-proclaimed evangelical writer Chris Stroup takes credit for creating. As the Daily Caller observed, the heightened hostility toward Christians on the social media platform comes in the wake of left-wing activists' condemnation of watercolor artist Karen Pence, wife of Vice President Mike Pence, who returned to teach art recently at the Emmanuel Christian School, which holds and teaches Christian beliefs about human sexuality and traditional marriage between one man and one woman. The anti-Christian hostility toward the Pences veered immediately to the recent news story of the Covington Catholic High School students who found themselves at the center of a national media hoax that pundits across the political spectrum immediately pounced upon before bothering to research all available information. Deceptively edited video of the Catholic students attending the March for Life in Washington portrayed them as disrespecting Native American activist Nathan Phillips and the religious sect known as the Black Hebrew Israelites. However, other video of the entire encounter shows the students were not only verbally accosted and insulted by the Black activists, who hurled racial and homophobic slurs at them, but that Phillips himself initiated the encounter with the young students, yet failed to provoke them. Interestingly, two new hashtags developed from #ExposeChristianSchools, #ExposePublicSchools and #ExposeMuslimSchools. Despite the bigotry against Christians behind the #ExposeChristianSchools hashtag, many graduates of Christian schools were happy to share their positive experiences on Twitter.